The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on a Monday, and I welcome you. I welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. But I also have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM WTBN in the great city of Tampa. Wherever you are listening, I welcome you, and it is a privilege and an honor to be hosting my program in Ohio and also sitting in for Bill Bunkley in Tampa. We do this occasionally. We simulcast, and it's always an honor and a privilege. So thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, I say this all the time, and it's not original with me. I didn't think this up. I didn't dream it up or invent it. But I do believe it. Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. And that's why I expose often on this program the fallacies, the falsehoods of the liberal left. The liberal left, the progressive left, is not only wrong, it's dangerous. It's destructive. And I've been saying this for years. Everything they touch, they destroy. Give me an example of where I'm wrong, whether it's politically or theologically. For at least 60 to 70 years, the mainline Protestant churches here in America have been under the control of the liberal left theologically. What has happened to every one of them? No exception. There is no exception. Every mainstream denomination, liberal denomination in America, is either dead or dying. And there is no exception. They have all been declining for almost 60 years. And the farther they slide to the left, the more decline they experience. And I believe that the same is true politically. It's dangerous. And here is another example. And I want to handle this carefully and compassionately, but truthfully. And this is another illustration of why I believe that the liberal left hurts, harms, destroys, kills everything they touch. Here is a Pew Research study on mental health issues. Now, this is Pew Research. This isn't some right-wing organization. This is not some Christian publication. This is not George Barna, who is a very respected pollster, but a Christian. This is Pew Research. And here is the headline. You ready for this? This is the headline from Pew Research. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Let me repeat that. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Today we're hearing an awful lot about white privilege, white privilege, white privilege, white privilege. Well, when it comes to mental health, there is no such thing as white privilege. In fact, whites are experiencing mental health issues even more than minorities. And the fascinating thing about this study and the sad thing about this study is the more left-leaning you are politically and ideologically, the more likely you are to have mental health issues. Now, again, and I am not belittling this, I am not making light of this, and I am certainly not gloating about this in any way. It is sad. Let me again give you a quote. The study, which examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, both male and female, found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental health issues than those who identified as either liberal or even very liberal. Did you hear that? The study, which examined white liberals, moderates, and conservatives, both male and female, found that conservatives were far less likely to be diagnosed with mental health issues than those who identified as either liberal or even very liberal. What's more, white women suffered the worst of all. White women ages 18 to 29 who identified as liberal were given a mental health diagnosis from medical professionals at a rate of 56.3 as compared to 28.4 in moderates and 27.3 in conservatives. Liberal white young women are twice as likely to have mental health issues than conservatives. Twice as likely than conservatives. Now, I'm not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist, never played one on TV, but here is my guess. The farther left you are, the more emotional you are, the more driven by emotions. Because here's another thing that one of the big difference between conservatives and liberals, particularly leftist liberals, and they're not exactly the same. The liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but emotion and hysteria, feelings. It's all about feelings. They are far more motivated by fear than conservatives, who a conservative should be grounded not in emotion and hysteria, but in truth and in facts. For instance, the whole COVID thing, there have been probably hundreds of studies, I've seen dozens, indicating the difference between the mental attitude of a conservative and a liberal concerning COVID. The more liberal you are, the more fearful you are. The more conservative you are, the less fearful you are. Now, the liberal left says conservatives are irresponsible when it comes to COVID and other things. No, they're just less fearful. And I'm running out of time, so I won't go further into this study, but it's a fascinating thing. It's multi-pages long. And the bottom line, the more liberal you are, the more likely you are to suffer mental health issues. Now, again, I'm not making light of mental health in any way, shape, or form. But it is more evidence of the dangers of the ideology, the politics, and the theology of the liberal left. Not only does it destroy organizations and governments, it hurts people. Something to think about. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Maybe you think I've gone off the deep end. Maybe you think I'm wrong. Well, let's talk. Again, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or Tampa, Florida, welcome. Let me lapse into editorial mode here for just a moment and say something that I really believe must be said. Folks, it is going to get more and more and more difficult for your pastor to stand in the pulpit and simply tell the truth. In Scripture, we are commanded to speak the truth in love. We must have both. It is wrong to speak the truth without love. And I have been in many churches through my 50-plus years of ministry. I've been in many churches where they were telling the truth, man, but there was no love. They were speaking the truth, but there was no love. I have not been in many churches, but I know of a whole lot of churches that talk a lot about love. Love, 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 love. But they never get around to the truth. When I'm talking about the truth, I'm talking about the whole counsel of Scripture and the complete picture of who God is and who Jesus is. And by that, I mean the devil loves to live in the extremes. On one extreme, you have people only preaching, teaching, talking about the righteousness of God and the judgment of God and the holiness of God. That's all they ever talk about. God's going to get you. If you step out of line one tiny little bit, you're going to pay. God's going to get you. Well, the problem with that is God is the epitome of love and mercy and forgiveness. Jesus on the cross demonstrated the greatest demonstration of love this universe has ever known and ever will know. But then there's the other extreme that only emphasizes the love, the forgiveness, the grace, and mercy of God. He's loving, caring, forgiving, but he really doesn't care what you do, what you say, where you go. He doesn't care because he's all about love. And the only thing Jesus did when he died on the cross was to demonstrate God's love. Well, that's not true. The cross was also the greatest demonstration of judgment this world, this universe has ever known, as God poured out his holy wrath upon his Son, because God hates sin, and God, because of his nature, must punish sin. He has no choice. That's his nature. He is just. He is holy. He is righteous. And the cross demonstrated both the judgment of God and the love of God. We are facing difficult times for churches and pastors because if today you speak the truth, even if you speak it in love about sexuality, gender, marriage, family, and folks, if we are Bible-believing, Bible-proclaiming Christians, we must speak the truth about sexuality, homosexuality, gender, family. We must speak the truth. If not, we are disobeying God. And not only that, we will be held accountable for not telling people the truth about those things. But it must be done with love. But as we are traveling at almost warp speed to the left, of where love is love, it's none of your business who someone loves. It's none of your business who they're sleeping with. That's none of your business. And after all, God is just a God of love. It is going to be more and more difficult, even as loving as you possibly can be, to stand in the pulpit and tell the truth. Now, here's what I want you to do. Encourage your pastor. Hey, listen, today, if you're in a church of any size and your pastor stands in the pulpit and proclaims the truth about family, gender, sexuality, marriage, you're going to have people get mad, stomp out. He may be on the front page of the local newspaper. Even if he said it in the most incredibly loving way, he's going to be called a homophobe. He's going to be called a bigot. Your church is going to be attacked. But now is not the time to shirk back from telling the truth. Are we going to preach on that every Sunday? Of course not. Is that going to be the main emphasis of our ministry, is calling out that kind of sin? Of course not. That would be horribly unbalanced. But when you approach it in the text and God lays it on your heart, it must be dealt with. And if you have a pastor and you have a church that is brave enough to stand for truth today, number one, thank God for your church. Thank God for your pastor. And then encourage him. Tell him, Pastor, thank you for telling the truth. Thank you for your courage. All through Scripture, we are commanded to be courageous. Be strong and of a good courage, God told Joshua. Be strong and of a good courage. We must have courageous, loving, balanced pastors. And if you've got one, make sure you encourage him. He's going to need it because he's going to take a beating. I don't believe it has ever in the history of America been more difficult to be a pastor than today. Make sure you love on him. Thank God for him. And encourage him and the leadership of your church. The devil wants to divide. We are to rally around the soldiers of the faith and support them.